Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to When Passion Meets Purpose. I am your host for tonight, Leslie Bishop Joe, and we're so grateful that you decided to join us for another segment of When Passion Meets Purpose. Let's just look to the Lord tonight. Before we get started, Lord, please let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. Amen. Well, again, as I always do, I just want to thank you for joining us on tonight. And we have a brief few minutes tonight, and I'm trusting that you've had a great week since we were together last. And I just wanted to delve tonight just very briefly in a very familiar passage of Scripture, that being Philippians 4:13. And I'm sure you know what that is, and perhaps you've recited it quite a bit in your Christian walk, and it does bring comfort. It brings comfort to our spirits. It brings joy to our hearts when we think about what the Word of God has said with regard to our situation. I think that oftentimes when people are going through whatever it is that they have to go through and whatever is their lot at the particular time, any given time, we can resort to Philippians 4:13, and we often encourage one another with that passage of Scripture. And I know that you are familiar with what it is, and Philippians 4:13 reads, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And it may sometimes in certain translations read, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." And I understand that the original manuscripts did not have Christ there, but it says, "I can do all things through him which strengtheneth me," capital H, giving us to know that Paul was speaking of Christ, his Redeemer, the one who was faithful, the one who carried him through all things. But we're going to look through that a little bit more closely tonight, because I think oftentimes people wonder, well, can I really do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, as the scripture has said, because I tried this or I attempted that and it just didn't work out for me. So what is the scripture saying when it says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me? Can we really do all things? What does all mean? And what is the scripture saying to us? So I think that it's befitting that we look at this passage of scripture and find out just what was going on with Paul. And we do know that he was one who dealt with much persecution along his journey. He was imprisoned, he was beaten, he was deserted, he was isolated. He went through all types of things, shipwrecked, and just so many things that could have caused him to think that God was not with him. But at the same time, God continued to build him up. And here he was in this passage of scripture sharing with the saints of God that he was able to do all things through Christ. So let's look back a few verses up from Philippians 4:13, and let's go to verse 11. Now, as you read in that chapter, you'll find that some of the saints were coming to minister to him, and it's a good thing when we minister to one another. They were coming to minister to him and bring gifts to him and to stand with him. And, you know, he shared a blessing with them that God would supply all of their needs, you know, for being able to give unto him. But the Lord led him to share. As we start there in verse 11, he says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." And then we get to verse 13, which says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." Now, this is the backdrop that I want to use, is those verses there starting at 11. And he let the people know that he wasn't speaking out of a place of want, because he said he had learned. He says, "I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." You know, the Lord showed me that as we're on this journey, we're going to learn how to rest in him. We're going to learn how all of our provision will come from him, and that we can really have, as Paul was talking about here, really what he was getting at is that he had learned to have contentment in all situations, and that his circumstance did not determine his peace or his joy. So when he said, "I can do all things," in other words, he was giving them to know, listen, I'm not concerned about the state that I'm in right now and how it looks right now. It wasn't so much about him saying, "I'm trying to do this or that, I'm trying to conquer this, or I'm trying to come over this hurdle or that hurdle." What he was really speaking of was a state of being. He was talking about life lessons here. He was talking about the fact that he had learned, and this is a great lesson to be able to learn. It's not something that's fly by night or fickle, in other words. When God can teach us that it's in him that we really live and move and have our being, and that everything is really in him that we need, that he is the vine and we're the branches, that God will supply everything that we need, then what Paul is saying, that even though I'm the one who's been often in bonds and imprisonments, I've often had necessities, listen, I've learned something. I've learned how to be content. I've learned that even in the midst of whatever situation I'm in, they've beaten me, they locked me up, people have turned their backs on me, whatever it has been, it's a great lesson, saints of God, for us to learn that whatever state we're in, God is saying that it's a great lesson when we learn to be content. This is something that Paul was sharing with them, and I believe that he brought it to the forefront because at all times, in all points in time, across the spectrum of time, saints of God need to learn the lesson of being content in no matter what condition or position we find ourselves in. Now, in the lowest state, when he was abased, he said, I've learned how to be abased. And sometimes that's not easy because that's a place where we can become discontented. We can feel that, you know, God has left us or, you know, our circumstances are unfavorable or sometimes we're feeling as though we're in a circumstance that is beneath us. But God is saying, I'm going to give you temperance such that no matter where you find yourself, you can be content. And see, this comes from God. This comes from a place on the inside where the Holy Ghost teaches that to us. Now, Paul had been through some things, and God had taught him that. The Spirit of the Lord had to share with him back when he wanted God to deliver him. And we're going to look at 2 Corinthians there in just a little bit where God had to speak with him and let him know that his grace was sufficient. But see, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves in a place where it doesn't look like where God has shown us. Now, this is someone who gave to us the majority of the New Testament. He was a great servant of God. He suffered much for Christ's sake, but yet he brought deliverance to many, and he preached the word. And, you know, but he went through all that he went through. And he could have said, you know what, I've got all this education, I'm a learned man, there's no way in the world I should be going through all of this. But no, Christ was strengthening him. Christ was strengthening his inner man, and he learned a great lesson, a lesson that you and I must learn if we're going to be able to be the light in this world. You see, Jesus told us that we're the light of the world, and it doesn't always mean that because we're likened to a city set on a hill, and that we're likened to lights, that we're always on top. Yes, we're like a city set on a hill, but at the same time, there's something deep down on the inside that allows us to glow, that allows the light to come forth. And it's not always that everything is going well with us, but it's that Christ is dwelling with us and in us. The Spirit of the living God, that hidden treasure, is within us. And Paul recognized and he learned that the Spirit of God was with him at all times. So he learned. So again, what did he learn? He learned how to be abased. He learned how to bless God and praise God when it seemed like God was nowhere near. He learned how to bless God and praise God when it seemed as though his flesh was just hurting and under great attack, and where men were rising up against him and wanting to do all manner against him. He went through that. Most of us haven't gone through that. And somehow or another, we get the message today, even in Christendom, that if we are really living for Christ, we're supposed to have a lot of things. You know, that prosperity is about things. Prospering and having the favor of God is about the reflection of things and how great the things are. But no, the reflection should be how great our God is, not how much we have, but how great our God is and how much of him and his Spirit we possess. And so that's what Paul learned. He says, I've learned, it doesn't matter what state I'm in, I've learned how to be abased. And that's really something that comes through the Spirit of God, to be able to live in low estate. You see that humility, we can be in a humble place, but still have a heavenly mind. And if we'll be abased, and if we'll live in that way, and we'll exercise temperance in that state, in that low state, and not lose our place in God and our comfort and our trust in God. See, we can't begin to distrust God when things look as though we're in a low place. We got to remember, Jesus gave up everything. He took off his kingly attire, if you will, and he came down and he dwelt among men, and he even lowered himself to come through a woman in human form, and he walked among us in flesh, yet he is and was Lord of all. But he knew that God was, his Father was with him. He knew that he had a purpose in this world. And so that's what God is saying to us. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that I have purpose for you, that there's a reason why you're here. And whatever state you find yourself in, you know, don't lose your trust in me. Don't lose sight of the fact that I'm in control. Don't lose sight of the fact that I will always supply your need. And it's not according to what you have, what's in the bank, or what people around you whom you've networked with. It doesn't matter what they have, but I'm going to supply your need according to my riches in glory. And now that Christ has ascended up on high and he's seated in heavenly places with God, he's seated at the right hand of God, then the scripture said that he's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. How? Through Christ Jesus. So we learn then how to be abased. Because in due season, oftentimes, we find that God begins then to exalt us. And this is a place where we have to really be careful. I can do all things through Christ. Can we yet have a spirit of humility, not become proud, not become secure in the things, not chase after the ways of the world and seek to network with people in the world and be assimilated with big names and high positions because God has exalted us and prospered us. See, that's a position, too, where Paul is saying, I've learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. So that can sometimes be the harder lesson to learn. When God has blessed us with fullness, when God has blessed us with prosperity, you know, it can sometimes be the hard place because then we must cause ourselves to remember. It's like, don't forget where God has brought you from. Don't forget the times of affliction. Don't forget the times of want. Don't forget those who are still in need. You used to be there, right? Don't forget those who are in the neighborhoods that you came from and how they are fearful when they walk home or when they lay their heads down at night. And now that you're living in a gated community, you can't forget that there are those out there who are still dealing with whatever it is that the streets are bringing to them, what their children are exposed to, the schools that their children have to go to, the places where they yet have to go to try to seek employment. God is saying it's a situation where no matter what our state, you know, we have to learn to be content there. But the contentment comes in knowing who Christ is and always causing ourselves to be temperate. In other words, temperate, to cause ourselves to always reflect upon him. Are you in a high place? Give God glory. You know, humble yourself. Reach and seek to help somebody else. You know that God has, he is the one who has promoted you, because promotion doesn't come from the north or the south, the east or the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. He puts up one and he takes down another. And that's what we have to remember, that just as quickly as we can go up, God can just speak a word and it can be all over. And the same people that we stepped over to get up, we're going to see those same folk on our way down. Now, I know some people don't want to hear about coming down. We only want to hear about going up. But it's just, you know, the way of the world. It's the way of life sometimes. We find ourselves in one position or another. But what is the lesson? Can I really do all things through Christ? Well, what it's saying is this is about your state of being more than the things that you're trying to do. Because God has already said, it's he who worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So it's not that God is calling you or me to try to do anything. So when Paul was speaking of I can do all things, He was giving the people who were trying to strengthen him at the time the assurance that, listen, don't worry about the way that you see me right now. Don't worry because it looks like I'm going through a hard time. Don't worry because you've known about me being in chains often, bound often. You know, he says, I can do all things. I can be abased, you know, and I can be in that position of prosperity. But whatever position I'm in, I can do it. I can do all things. I can do all things. Why? Because Christ, he strengthens me to do it. He gives me the grace to do it. He gives me the grace to live where I am. You know, he gives me the grace to minister from wherever I am, knowing that there's a platform for him to get the glory, whether it's on the mountaintop or whether it seems like I'm in the valley. I can do all things. What things? Everything that he's called me to do from right where I am, because he's going to strengthen me. He strengthens me. So that's why we have to understand what he's saying here. I can do all things. I can do what God has called me to do without limitation. I can do it only through Christ. And so he comes from a place of recognizing that circumstances don't dictate the strength and the power of God in our lives. That's really what that scripture is about. It's like learning to live in whatever state that we find ourselves in. That's what he learned. He learned that he can be content in every state. He learned how to behave himself in adversity, in prosperity. He learned how to behave himself with poverty, with plenty. And so when we can do that, it's like then the Lord can trust us. I can trust you with more, you know, because to whom much is given, much is required. And God is saying, can I trust you with that? Now, what I want to do, I want to go over to 2 Corinthians 12 before we end tonight. We only have 30 minutes tonight. And 2 Corinthians 12, I'm really aiming toward that ninth verse. But let's start with 6. It says, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. You know, he didn't want people to think more highly of him, even though he was an educated man and he had everything that he needed naturally. I'm speaking of Paul. But he says in verse 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there were given to me a thorn in the flesh. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. We're familiar with the scripture. Paul besought the Lord. Let's look at verse 8. For this thing, what thing? This thorn in my flesh. I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. He wanted that thing to be removed from him. But verse 9 says, and he said unto me, who said? Well, Jesus said, because this verse is in red letter in your Bible. It says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And then Paul says, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Now, this is what I want to point out. When you look at verse 9, we're familiar with my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. We say that a lot. But Paul says he would gladly glory in his infirmities. But look at this, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. This just jumped out at me when I read this, because God is saying, when you want the power of Christ to rest upon you, be content in whatever state you find yourself in. When you go back to the scripture we just read, it says, I can do all things. How? Through Christ. What's going on? The power of Christ is resting upon me. So no matter what state I find myself in when the power of Christ is resting upon me and the strength of God is within me, then I'm no longer conscious of my own weakness because God's strength is made perfectness, you see, and I'm going forth in the strength of his might. And then comes back to me the scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ, what? Which strengtheneth me. The thought of it strengthens me. Christ strengthens me. The power of Christ resting upon me in whatever state I'm in strengthens me. So the lesson I've learned as I go through this journey is, look, don't be tripped by whatever state you find yourself in. Some of you may be able to say, well, you know what, a couple years ago I was so much better off. Well, so it seemed in the natural. But whatever state you find yourself in, because, listen, things can change in an instant. You might have been making more money 2 or 3 years ago, but where are you now in terms of being content in whatever state you find yourself? Have you learned that lesson yet? Because things can turn very quickly, and when God exalts you, see, when God brings us low, it's a learning season. We yet exalt him. We yet praise him. We yet glorify him. We magnify him. We bless his holy name because it's only a matter of time before God can flip the script on us. And even if he doesn't do it naturally, what happens is when we learn how to abide in the vine, God begins to minister to us. You see, because Paul talked about all those great revelations that were being shared with him. You know, he had the abundance of revelations there in verse 7. So he realized that God gave him a thorn in the flesh so that he wouldn't exalt himself above measure. He realized what the lesson was about. But God is saying to you and me, no matter what state you find yourself in, just as Paul had to learn how to be abased, learn how to abound, learn how to dwell amongst poverty, learn how to dwell when you have plenty. Learn how to bless me in adversity. Learn how to bless me when all is well, when there's peace, because then and only then will the power of Christ rest upon you, and you'll be able to do whatever it is that the Lord has called you to do. How? Through Christ. So this is the way that the scripture was shared with me through the Holy Ghost to encourage your heart for tonight, just as Paul shared with his friends who came to minister to him. He said, listen, just understand that God has taught me a lesson. He's taught me that I can do all things, so don't worry about me. He's saying, don't worry because it looks like I have lack. He says, I can do all things through Christ. I can live like this. I can live down low. I can live in one room just as well as I can live with 6 or 7. You know, I remember when I met my husband in Korea, and I remember when we got married there, and I was pregnant there within that year, and we lived in the village there in Korea, right outside of Osan Air Base, and we lived in a one-room house. I mean, everything was right there. Living room, we had what was called a futon. You all know it as a fold-up bed. So at night, the living room became the bedroom. Right over to one side, there was a place where you could wash up. And then oftentimes we went outside to wash up because that's what everybody else did. And it was sometimes freezing cold, but we would be out there splashing water on our faces trying to wash up, doing like everybody else did. Every place that we lived didn't have a toilet on the inside. We had to go outside, even in the cold, and use the restroom, do what we had to do. But I'm saying to you that we learned how to assimilate to our environment. And you know what? That was some of the richest time in my life in terms of my walk with Christ. We were praying and fasting, and the fellowship there was great, and we fellowshiped with some of the Korean churches there, and we Korean Christians there, and we went to the of fellowships with them, their churches, and sat around potbelly stoves and a potbelly stove in the middle of the floor and sang hymns, and we would just weep and cry. They would sing in Korean and we would sing in English, and the Spirit of the Lord would just fall upon us. And we didn't have a lot, But you know what? The Spirit of Christ, the power of Christ, rested upon us in those places, in those dwellings, in that time. And oh my, how sometimes I long for the times of simpler things, when it was just all about just seeking God, seeking His face. And don't you know, we can be that way. It doesn't matter how much God blesses us with. You know, when He entrusts us with much, He's saying, just continue to put me first. Just continue to put me first. You can do it. You can do all things through Christ. You know, you can be abased. You can abound. And God has to be able to trust us that way, and He'll strengthen us that way, because He wants His kingdom to come on earth even as it is in heaven, and there is no lack, and He's going to demonstrate that through His people. But He wants us to remember Him. He wants us to be trustworthy, and He wants us to rely upon Him. It's in Him that we live and we move and we have our being. And I'm just so grateful tonight. Again, I'm just so glad that you decided to join us tonight. And I just pray that you're encouraged. It may not be the way that you've normally heard that passage of Scripture, but that's how the Spirit of the Lord gave it to me for tonight. Now, I don't know if anyone had anything to share on tonight or any question or comment before we wrap up on tonight, but I'm just excited about the things of God. Listen, whatever state you find yourself in, give God glory. Give Him praise. You can do it. You can do all things. You can dwell there. You know, wherever it is God has called you to for this season, you can do what it is that He's called you to do in this season, and we bless Him for that. God, we just thank You, and we praise You on tonight for Your precious people everywhere, those who will hear this message even by podcast at a later date. We pray that Your anointing would rest upon Your word, that You'll speak to their hearts and bring illumination and encouragement and perseverance and tenacity. It's our prayer, Lord God, in the name, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. Amen. God bless you. Please join us again next week, Monday evening, for When Passion Meets Purpose, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.